Today, the Church celebrates Ash Wednesday, and with this begins the liturgical season of Lent. The call of the Lenten season is, "Return to the Lord your God with your whole heart." We must belong to the Lord. Everything about our lives must be submitted to the sovereignty of God. And God loves us. He is patient with us. He gives us time to return to Him, time to love Him once again above all. Man has a broken nature. Because of the original sin of Adam and Eve, our first two parents, there is now, until we die, within each of us a battle between belonging to God and belonging to ourselves. In the prayer that Jesus gives us, the Our Father, he tells us to say to our Heavenly Father, "Thy will be done." But sometimes in our hearts, we begin to say little by little, "My will be done." It is a spiritual battle we are about right now, between belonging to ourselves or belonging to God. Sometimes we are successful in this battle, sometimes not. This is why each day we should examine our lives, look at the events of our day, our actions, our words, and our attitudes, and ask God for forgiveness for the times we have failed to be what He wants us to be and what others need us to be. If our sins are serious, then we need to go to confession. The sacrament of penance is the way that we know by which God imparts the awesome gift of divine mercy into our souls. The spiritual battle is why we have Lent each year. Lent never gets old because this spiritual battle rages on and on. If any of us have grown spiritually lazy, have stopped examining our daily actions, words, and attitudes, or if any of us have surrendered the spiritual battle for holiness of life, now we can begin again. The Lord Jesus tells us to pray, to fast, and to be charitable. These are the weapons of our spiritual battle: prayer, fasting and self-sacrifice, and charity toward others. To encourage us in this spiritual battle, the great Saint Paul exhorts us, "Be reconciled to God." The relationship to God is the most important thing in our life. This relationship, which begins at baptism, is healed in the sacrament of penance, is strengthened in the sacrament of confirmation, sustained and nourished by the Holy Eucharist, shared with other Christians in the intimacy of the sacrament of matrimony, and touches our suffering in the anointing of the sick. This relationship to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, this relationship is the most important thing in our life's journey. On Ash Wednesday, it is the practice that we receive ashes on our heads. These ashes remind us of our mortality, of death, that one day we shall return to ashes. Therefore, our relationship to the Lord Jesus is what matters most. Nothing in this world, nothing in this world can rescue us from the power of evil and death. Nothing can defeat the power of evil and death. Only Jesus Christ can. Lent is our time to renew our faith in the Lord Jesus, to deepen our hope in Him, and to increase our love for Him by following all His teachings. In these days, all of us are going through what is a definitely dramatic time in the Church. The leader of the Catholic Church, our great Pope, Benedict XVI, has announced that he is resigning as Pope. On February the 28th of this year, he will step down as Pope and leader of the Church as successor of St. Peter. And the cardinals of the Church will gather soon to elect a new Pope. Perhaps a good result of what is admittedly a sorrowful situation for us is that the world is once more paying attention to the Pope. We should do this. We should pay more attention to the Pope, whoever he is. In an age of spiritual confusion, an age of moral degradation where the dignity of human life is trampled upon often in many ways, in an age of intellectual arrogance, the Pope, the Bishop of Rome, the successor of St. Peter, the supreme pastor of the Church, announces the truth. He announces in its fullness the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Dear brothers and sisters, this is the Lent of the year of faith. Let us renew our own adherence to the teachings of the Catholic Church governed by the Pope in Rome. In this way, we can more easily and more joyfully give our lives completely to the Lord Jesus Christ, who knows us and who loves us very much.